This podcast is a love letter to my VAs, OBMs, and PMs out there. I see you. You started your business for the freedom. You started your business for your family. You started your business for a million other reasons that only you know. But you're stuck and you're struggling. Well, no more. Get ready to move. Get ready to grow and learn together. We're here to work through the tech, work through the growing pains, and work towards a business that you can fall in love with over and over again. See that woman over there who's running it like a boss? Let's go ask her how she did that. Hey there, welcome to the How She Did That podcast. Today, I am going to give you three ways to make your clients deliriously happy, and these three ways do not cost you a single penny. Sound good? Okay, so I know that sometimes we get into this habit of believing that in order to make our clients really happy, we have to shower them with all these lavish gifts and everything, but the reality is that is not the case. So here are three quick ways that you can improve your client happiness score that don't cost you any additional money or income. So way number one is to ask what success looks like to your clients. Now, I like to start this conversation on the discovery call. These are one of the questions that I ask on every single discovery call. Reason being that sometimes we believe that something that is important to us is also important to our client. And that's not always the case. And in the inverse, sometimes things that are important to the client aren't necessarily on our high priority list. And so if we can get on the same page and have a conversation with the client from the beginning about what actually is most important to them and what their fears are potentially within a relationship, how they want us to show up, then we can support them and our team can support them in mirroring those ways, in being that for them. I think I've talked about this in the past, in a past episode, but one of the examples that I really like is thinking about how the client likes to be communicated with. So we've had clients in the past that maybe have had some bad experiences and have some hesitation or trepidation in hiring another team because of those prior bad experiences. And so they like a lot of communication. They want to make sure that they know what's happening at any given time and that if something isn't going right, they want to know. They don't want it to be a surprise. And so our team may prioritize communicating even more than we normally do. And we normally do communicate quite often with our clients, but that may be something that we want to communicate with them or we want to do with them. The other thing is maybe your client is somebody who has a lot of questions. And so giving them the space to get those questions answered may be something that's really important to them. Maybe they don't love email and they'd like a different way to communicate, to have as a primary place of communication. Think in terms of asking, what does success in this relationship look like for you? And then using that to support the team in modeling that for the client. Way number two is to keep them in the loop. So this goes back to communication, but it is kind of different. So I made it a different number. So what I mean by keep them in the loop is we have to remember that our clients aren't the experts in the room, right? And so there can be a lot of anxiety around all of the moving pieces, whether you're working with a client long-term, like doing executive assistant work, or maybe a shorter term, like doing a website build for them. They don't know what is normal. They don't know what to expect. And so if we can anticipate the places that they may be having questions or they may be a little bit anxious about things, if we can anticipate the places where they're going to have to make a decision and give them the space and time in order to do that instead of springing it on them, that can be really supportive to our clients. The other ways that we keep them in the loop or the other way that we keep them in the loop is we send an end of week report every Friday. Now, this includes kind of mini reports from all of the departments that our clients are working with because we do full service launch support, as you probably know. And so that means that different people are doing different aspects of the launch every week. And so one of the things that our launch manager is in charge of is getting those reports from everybody who's working on the launch to let the client know what happened that week, what they worked on, what they didn't get to, what they're going to work on next week, what they need from the clients, what questions they have. So our launch manager puts that into one report that gets sent out to the client. That's another way to keep them in the loop so that the client knows that things are happening, even if they can't really see that things are happening. I know that especially in kind of weeks that aren't our implementation weeks, sometimes before we were doing this consistently, our clients would be like, well, why am I paying you for all of this work when like you're only doing, you know, most of the work in these 2 weeks of implementation? And it's like, no, there is a ton that we're doing behind the scenes. And because our clients aren't the experts in that, they may not recognize that, right? And so keeping them in the loop in terms of communication and also in terms of just letting them know what to expect at any given point in your process and in working together will definitely help elevate that client happiness score. And number three is do what you'll say you'll do. This is so hugely important, and I feel like it's a no-brainer, but so often something happens and we don't want to have the hard conversation, and so we kind of just brush it under the rug and think that our client won't notice, but they do notice. And this especially goes for missed due dates. And so if you have a due date that is coming up and you know that you're going to miss it, be proactive in having that conversation with the client and let them know what happened, how you're going to remedy it, and what that next anticipated or updated anticipated due date is. And apologize for it, right? I think that most of our clients understand that we are human, that things happen, that things come up. But what doesn't feel good is if people just assume that we're going to be okay with it or that we won't notice. So really thinking in terms of supporting them and letting them know what's happening and apologizing when we need to. I think these three ways, asking what success looks like, keeping them in the loop, and doing what you say you're going to do is going to greatly improve your client happiness score and bring you repeat clients over and over again. Thanks for listening. Before you go, be sure to head over to tashabooth.com/podcast to read the show notes and learn more about my upcoming programs, masterclasses, and live events. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe. Until next time.